The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino-style games, and it's all free to play anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So get to chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
He'll hire me as his editor, his producer.
And then you subcontract very cheap editors to edit it for you, and you're making the extra cut.
Holy shit!
Look at that.
Genius! And I'll tell him Home Depot came with the deal to give him $100, and I'll keep the rest.
Hey guys. Welcome back to the Jalty Podcast.
We are back with another episode, you guys. Happy Merry Christmas. I know Christmas was 2 days ago, but Merry Christmas still. I hope you guys had an amazing time with your families, your friends, and everybody was just ate a lot of yummy food. You got everything you wanted. And if you guys didn't do presents, you spent a good time with family and friends. And that's pretty much a really, really good gift as well.
Yeah, I remember last year, I don't think we did many presents for each other, but this year we did do presents and I loved every single gift that I got.
Dude, honestly. Okay, can I be honest with you?
Yeah, you can be honest with me.
I like the Christmas with presents better.
Nah, really, Nat?
I did.
Hey, wait one sec. You got something on your eyebrow, brother.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It looks like you cut
yourself.
Ow,
honey. Ow.
It looks like you cut yourself.
Are you just messing with
me? No, I promise you. It looks like someone like got like a razor in the middle of your eyebrow and just shaved it off. What happened?
Honey, no. That's just because my brows are patchy.
Oh.
Stop staring. Why are you being okay, nice to me right now?
If it makes you feel better, my chin is patchy. That's why I'm not growing my goatee
out.
Yeah,
we know. We know, buddy.
I grow hairs on like the both ends of my chin. But yeah, Christmas passed away. I mean, Christmas
passed away. Girl!
Christmas passed 1 day ago, not 2 days ago. We celebrated the 24th, so that's why she said 2 days. But I don't know. This Christmas felt so weird because everyone around us was sick.
I know. It kind of was like, honestly, I'm going to be very honest. This was not my favorite Christmas. I just feel like it felt weird, out of whack. It just didn't really feel very Christmassy. I loved the build up to the Christmas, but the actual Christmas was just kind of like eh, because yeah, literally Jake's entire family is sick with the flu, so we couldn't actually go visit them for Christmas, which that really sucks because our tradition is the 24th we spend with my family and then the 25th we go over to Jake's hometown and we go and celebrate with them, but we weren't able to do that because everybody's sick over there. And Tito, in my opinion, has the flu too.
He was coughing his lungs out. He didn't feel good. He didn't even want to be like,
he didn't even do presents with us.
Yeah, he didn't want to be present because he wanted to go lay down and like feel better, you know, get rest.
Yeah.
But
Tito actually didn't even, I think he might have played like one of, no, he didn't even play any games. Oh, he did the blowy game, which I actually beat him at and I got a gift card out of it.
Okay, but other you don't than have
that,
to.
That's the only reason I won is because that guy was sick. He played one game with us and then he went inside of his room and he was like asleep. And then when we did presents, he also wasn't there for it. So we all gave him his gift and then he went to go lay down.
And he's like, sad. He's like a young boy. So he loves like opening the presents and everything.
I felt so fucking bad.
Me too.
And I almost felt worse because I was being a Karen, but babe, I cannot get sick. You know, like I'm the type of person, my immune system, bro, it hates me. So I get sick so fast. And once I get taken out, I get taken out. I will be sick for months at a time and it's horrid. Like Jake, I'll be sick and he won't even get sick by being around me.
I remember one time Nat was sick. Actually, she got something, I don't know, like, I don't know what it was, like a strep throat or something or sore throat. And then I kissed her and then I'm like, hold up. If I get sick tomorrow, I'm going to lose my mind. And I kid you not, the very next morning I was sick. And I was like, damn,
Yeah, but it only lasts you like a few days.
And then but when I'm sick, it like ruins everything. Everything we could. Because I'm like not the planner, but I'm like the chair. I mean, I'm like the car and you're the driver.
What?
Like I'm the car and you're the driver, you know?
It really sucks because when you do get sick, like you will be in bed for 2 days. This will be like your heavy 2 days of you being sick. And then it just sucks. And I feel like, and just being sick in general sucks really, really bad. And so I was kind of like sitting by the front door with the fucking door open, getting ventilation and fresh air, because Tito's coughing his lungs out in the living room. And I'm like, dude, I'm going to get, everybody in this room is going to get sick and we're all going to be cooked. And nobody wanted to believe me. I went inside. And then after that night, my throat started to hurt and I was like, cooked. Till this day, like, I still kind of feel something in my throat. But yeah, it was really bad.
It's a little odd having Christmas presents still under the tree right now, but they're going to be getting delivered very soon. I'm going to go visit my family and pick up our gifts, and we're going to go have like another part two Christmas there.
Maybe like after New Year's we'll go.
Yeah, there. It's probably after New Year's because we have an extremely busy schedule this year.
This year is the year of literal travel, you guys, and I'm so excited for it. So in 2024, do you want to reflect on 2024?
Okay, 2024 was the craziest year in my opinion because we did so much travel that was like very spontaneous. As to 2023, we had maybe 2-3 travels that were booked within the whole year, right? Mm-hmm. But 2024, we were traveling back to back to back. We left our house for a couple months and I was like, holy, and I was a little homesick. So we come back home. And then a couple weeks later, we travel again. And it was just
I think very 2024 was a year that I think we spent. This was the year that we slept in a whole lot more different beds than any ever year before. And I think that this year we came back in love with our house again. Right? Like, I feel like we were kind of a little bit, not over it, but remember we were complaining about our lack of space and like all of this stuff, whatever. We're going to be here for, this was our third Christmas here.
Yes.
Yeah, this was our third Christmas here. And initially when we purchased this townhome, it was obviously not with the intention of being here for the rest of our lives. We purchased it just because we didn't want to
rent anymore.
And then also because I really, really, really love these townhomes. Like when I saw them, I was like, wow, this is like giving LA without being in LA. Like, you know, this is a big city looking kind of like this place is beautiful. Okay. I love it so much. It had the windows, everything that I ever wanted. It was the location that I ever wanted. Like it was, everything was perfect. I was like, I'm willing to purchase this because one, we had the means to, and two, it was just the perfect, 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 perfect place. But we did go into it thinking like, we're going to be here for like a year and a half to two-ish, and then we're just gonna lease it out and then hopefully purchase a new property at the end of that. But now we are here freaking three Christmases in and honestly I don't feel ready to leave yet.
It's like you want to leave so bad. You're in that toxic relationship, you're like, I want to leave so bad, but I miss you. You're holding on to that part you love.
No, and that's why I think when, so we did so much travel this year, we went to like a bunch of different countries, and then we also did like the van life, which that was the biggest, remember, that was the biggest thing that changed our mind onto this place. We were like, holy shit, we are so, so, so blessed. We love every inch of this 1,000 square feet. Like, we have so much space. Being able to have a room and a living room and a kitchen separate was like, wow, we are really, really blessed. And that opened our mind. And then we left for the summer for like 3 months, had no Wi-Fi in Tennessee. I mean, we were full of ticks in Nashville, and you know, it was just all these things. Like Utah house was like cracking all the, like literally cracking everywhere you would go. I mean,
I miss that house so much.
That
though.
Fridge would like, the stuff that we had in the freezer would become like ice blocks. Like everything was just kind of like, it really taught us like how blessed we are to have what we have. And we got to see so much, and I think it made us in a way more grateful. I think this year's the year that I've been the most grateful like ever, which is good.
And I'm glad because I feel like a lot of people need that gratefulness to feel like what they have already.
That reality check.
The reality check. Yeah, exactly. The reality check.
And I think that was really nice. And it became a whole lot better. And I love where we're at now. I love our place. I love everything about it. I love our little life. I love our two kids. Literally children.
And you guys, she wants to add another one, but I feel like, nah, the next one has to be a real kid. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. No. I'm just kidding.
Oh my gosh, absolutely not. You know, actually, that brings me into the next topic. I'm so excited to talk about this. But you guys, so next year, well, actually starting on New Year's, I want to start incorporating the solo nap podcast, and maybe just like once a week. No, once a month, sorry. Maybe once a month, just drop like a solo podcast where I kind of like catch up with you guys and talk to you guys. Like more of a girly talk, which I think is going to be really, really nice. And I want to drop the first one, hopefully like right on the new year. So like in a few days where I talk to you guys about like my goals. Like I want to document like my goals and what I'm going to do to get there and things that I want to change and all of these things, because I think that it's going to inspire a lot of people. I love to watch girl podcasts. I think they're so fun. And I think that they're very inspiring, very motivating. And I've never been like a girly person who talks about, you know, who inspires and stuff like that. But I would kind of like to, just because I'm not doing it with the purpose of like fully going on there becoming a motivator, but talking about my journey and hopefully that inspires other people.
It also holds you accountable. So you're speaking it out on the internet and then people are going to be checking up on you.
Yeah.
So you're like, okay, I have a standard to, like a standard to live. And you set that standard.
Correct. Yeah. And I think that it also will create like an environment of people who have the same goals as me. And it's really nice to, you know, speak to those kinds of people. So yeah, I'm so excited to drop that. Anyway, moving on to kids. So no kids. And let me tell you why.
Why?
So you know how this month, I've hung out with more friends than I have in the entire year.
Yeah. Nat had like 3 days in a row in 1 week where it was just friends over, friends over, friends over. And I was like, okay, Nat, this is different.
Yeah. And so in this month, I hung out with more friends than I have in the entire year, in the entire like past 3 years, right? And I've never done that. Never, never, never. And it was so like, I don't know how to explain it to you, but it kind of made me.
I get what you're going to say. It made you feel young again, even though you're young, but it makes you feel young again.
Yeah.
I get you. And people could take it the wrong way because I feel like you're 21. You are young, but it just gives you're young, but your mentality is like 40-year-old. Very.
Like, you know? I've always been very mature, but not very mature. I don't think that that's the word because I mean, not mature, but I've always seen the world in a very different light because my parents were always very paranoid about everything, which, by the way, I think is a good thing. But I think hanging out with my friends, like, I've always wanted to be, you know, feel old and look old. And I wanted people to perceive me as an older person so that they wouldn't think of me as like a stupid ass little kid. But then I'm like, no, I do want to be a stupid ass little kid, you know, because then once you're old, you cannot cosplay as a little kid anymore. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it's true.
Like, one, you can, as a little kid, you can cosplay as an adult, right? By being super mature and like, you know, but once you're an adult and you start acting like a kid, it's embarrassing. That's what it is. It's just flat out embarrassing and you can't do that. So I'm getting older. Dude, I'm 21 years old. Like, I've already passed that threshold of a kid and not a kid, okay? I can drink alcohol now. That's insanity. That already puts me in a whole different crowd of people, okay? So now I've graduated from like teenager to like college, right? Those two different age groups, which are completely different. You're talking about one having like sleepovers and going to the movies to now like bar hopping. That's two different groups. So I already hit a whole different level. So once I hit like 25, we're hitting marriage and kids, in my opinion. I think that's usually when people start to, right?
Yeah, my parents did. They had 21. That's when they started.
Mine too. But they're different because I feel like our parents are more, well, at least my parents were like, get married at 18, have kids at 19. Like, that's just, that was the tradition. But I feel like once you hit that 25, and then when you hit your 30s, I think that's a whole other door that you open, and so far and so forth, right? So I feel like I've already crossed onto my second door, and I don't think that I've done anything that makes me feel young. Everything I've done in my life, which is not a bad thing, but everything I've ever done has always been very, like, grown. That makes any sense?
And I think that's very productive of you because I think a lot of entrepreneurs are like, they leave the party lifestyle behind them and they sacrifice
all
outcasts, that.
They're more outcasts, yeah.
Yeah, they sacrifice the having fun for focusing on their career, focusing on what they want to do to make money in the future. Mm-hmm. And then when they're 40s and 50s, they're like living their life or even younger with everything you could get. I mean, all the ways of money you can get now.
Yeah, like, you know, you see like the 27, 28, 29-year-olds like super rich and now get to do whatever they want, which I agree with. And that has always been my mentality. And that's the reason why I was always okay with like not living the traditional life. But hanging out with my friends, and this is why like, influences. But hanging out with them, I was like, oh my gosh, I feel so young. Like, I feel like when I was 15 and I was like, you know, making PowerPoints to let my parents, you know, let them hang out with me and stuff like that. So it's like, this makes me feel so young. And I feel like I'm missing out on so much because I've completely decided to take on this role of being so mature. And now I have too many responsibilities to whereas I cannot backtrack anymore, right? Like, I literally have car payments, mortgages, like all kinds of freaking things that I can no longer backtrack, which is not a bad thing. But I do think that I completely shut out an entire part of my life.
That you didn't know you needed.
That I didn't know, yeah.
And I'm glad that you did have the friends over and stuff because it gets like that little itch in the back of your brain now to where it's not where you want to be with them every single day.
No, no.
But it's like, okay, once in a while, let me get a relaxed day and hang out with like friends.
Yeah, let me do some like, not teenager. I'm not a teenager. Oh my gosh. But let me do some young people shit
like,
once in a while.
Yeah, like catch up and talk. And you,
correct.
For the past 3 years or 4 years, you haven't done that at all.
Yeah, at all. Like, all, Jake.
If I could count on my fingers, if anything, the front three
are
fingers,
the ones from this month.
No. Like in the past couple years we've been together, yeah. Like how many times they visited? And it's 3-4 times max. Mm-hmm.
And you know what? Another thing was like the story. Like obviously when we catch up with my friends, I literally hang out with them once a year and it's December because everybody lives completely different lives, right? But when we were speaking, everyone was like catching each other up on like what the hell has been going on in our life. And like they obviously know more about mine because I posted online, but like I don't know much about theirs. So we catch up or whatever. And it's crazy because all of the experiences that they have, I'm like, what the fuck is that? Like,
are they different?
Oh my gosh, they're so different. Like, so, like I had. Did you know like the difference between like frats and sororities and all that shit?
Just boys and girls. That's all I know.
That's all I knew. But it's like so much to it. Like, you have to pay to be in them and like all this stuff. And then there's like they have the connections and they get you the internships and all this other shit. Like all this stuff. I'm like, dude, I have no idea what the fuck all of that means. Right. And my other friend, she was like studying abroad. So like was going to a university in like literally Europe and just so such crazy experience. I'm like, wait, I don't have any of that. But to them, my life is so like interesting as well. So I guess it's just all of a perspective thing. And just kind of say, but like for me, okay, here's another thing. I was, see, there's this girl that I follow on TikTok, and she is like the literal it girl of what I wish I was. She's younger. She's still in high school. But she's like the it girl of who I wish I was, right? And she'll like, in the summer, she'll post where she goes like on the boat trips with her friends, and they have like a really nice Bronco and like the vintage ones that we were talking about. And like, she just basically gets to go out and do whatever. And like, she'll go to New York for events and have like all this stuff that is so crazy because she's so young, right? But she's allowed to do all that stuff and she's so pretty. She's like it girl. And I think she for sure has money, which also has a lot to do with it. But it's just crazy. I'm like, holy shit. That is like back when I was listening to a podcast right now from, you don't know her, but basically they were the girls from that kind of era. I was watching a podcast with Hannah Meloche, and she was basically the Emma Chamberlain like era during that time. And I was like, holy shit. Those were like, this is like the new generation of those girls, like the ones on TikTok.
But were those girls older when they were doing that stuff?
No, they're in high school. Yeah.
Oh, damn. So this is like generation two of the girls that you're talking about now.
Yes. Yeah. They were all in high school when they were doing this kind of stuff. And that's literally the reason why I started making YouTube videos, was because of these girls. Like when they were doing like their morning routines or whatever, which is crazy. I don't think YouTube's like that anymore. Like the morning routines, the night routines. Like, I don't think nobody ever watches those anymore. I loved making those videos. They're my favorite videos to make, like morning routines, night routines. But I don't think that they're a thing on YouTube anymore. I feel like YouTube is very different now.
I agree with you 100%. I think because the get ready with me's got older because it got so saturated.
You think that's what it is?
100%, because everyone, I think back then nobody was like really, I'm gonna pick up a camera. But now everyone knows that when you pick up a camera, you could possibly make money and have fun while doing it. So a lot of people did that, and then that's where the market went, bam.
But those are my favorite videos.
I love when you film those videos because I just hear Nat in her room just like talking and making like some crazy conversations. It's so cute.
Yeah, I love making those videos, but I don't think that they're like in anymore, mm-hmm. You know, like the way that they were. But I've decided to make a goal for myself. Do you want to hear it?
Let's hear it.
Okay. My goal for myself is that this summer I'm going to live a young girl summer.
Okay.
Okay.
I like that.
And you have to hold me accountable.
Okay, wait. By holding you accountable, does that mean I'm included in that? Or are you going to like, you're going to pack your bags, go?
No, of course you're included in that. You're included in all my plans.
So I'm going to live a young girl summer too?
Yes, you are.
That's what I was trying to get to. Like, I heard young girl summer. I'm like, all right, am I going to be included or not? But
yeah.
Okay.
Of course you are. You're going to be included in my young girl summer. Young girl summer doesn't mean move a fucking cross the country like every single month and go to different places. Like, that is not young girl summer.
That was like a, what was that? What would you
I don't even know
summer?
What that was. We were just in our travel
that
era.
That was wild.
I loved it though. I loved every second of it.
What I was trying to get to earlier is I feel like because we did all that travel and everything, every time we'd get home, it would be so, so hard to get rest and I'd have to wake up early. And you know when you wake up early but you don't feel rested and you don't do anything productive that day? I feel like I've had so many of those days just because of the travel. And I'm not holding myself accountable enough because I know like it's my problem. Mm-hmm. But I think all the travel made me wake up either so late or early, but I didn't want to be productive.
Yeah, so exhausted.
Exhausted. I was exhausted.
Yeah.
I don't know how to explain it because I wasn't doing labor.
Yeah, it's a very kind of, you know, It's funny because when my parents will travel with us, they'll literally tell us like, this shit is so exhausting. I think it has to do with the fact that you're just like in a new environment, a different time zone, and you're always on the go. And it's almost like one of those stupid ass, you know, when you spend your like, at least this is what I remember. When I was like still going to school and on Saturdays, it was like my day off, right? And my mom would want to go shopping, okay? And you would go shopping for like 3 hours, 4 hours, okay? Not really buying anything. You were just looking. You were at the mall, whatever. You had like one thing that you had to buy, but you were going to a million stores. And I swear malls had so much more of lines back then on weekends. I don't know. I think everyone just does online shopping now. But back then it was like so many lines everywhere. And you would come home, right? You would leave to the mall when it would open at around 9-ish. And you would come back home at like 1. Dude. It was the biggest exhaustion in the world of exhaustions. Like, it was so bad. Do you remember that?
I didn't go shopping like that.
So I would opt out. I'd be like, hell no. Like, I don't want to do any. My dad hated it. My dad hated travel anywhere. Like, even if it was like a weekend travel, he'd be like, hell no. Like, that's so exhausting. It's the worst. So I think it's just a thing of like just being on the go that mentally tires your brain. It's not even that your body's tired. I guess it is because your brain tells your body that it's tired, but it's more of a mental exhaustion.
I understand when we travel across the country or travel to somewhere that has a different time zone, and you can get those like the hour change difference, yeah, and that makes you tired. But what I'm talking about is like when we were driving across the country, that was what made me so tired. Yeah, honey,
you were doing 14-hour days driving. Mm. That was insane. You were driving for 14 hours straight, dude. Straight. And then you were getting like, you would go to a hotel, sleep for like what, like 6 hours, and then we'd wake up. You wouldn't even have a good fucking breakfast, and then you'd get back in the car and drive another 14 hours. Like, that was insane.
Yeah, maybe I don't give myself enough credit for the past year.
I would not be able to do that. Actually, don't say that. That's bad. I would totally be able to do that, but I'm so grateful that you were able to pick up that slack.
Thank you.
That driving was crazy, honey.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. Kalshi. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what it feels like forever? Sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boost and social casino games on tap, this is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. Kalshi. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Now with McDonald's, wake up to a $4 breakfast meal deal. Wake up to a sausage McMuffin or a sausage biscuit to hash browns and wake up to a hot coffee. Get your $4 breakfast meal deal.
Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. Prices may be higher for delivery.
You would be able to do it. I want to see you do it. You've done
Hell
it before.
No.
I think Nat's longest drive ever was what, 5 hours?
No, it was 6. It was going to Vegas and we were stuck in traffic. I'll never forget that.
Do you count traffic as like the extra
Fuck
hours?
Yeah. You're sitting there. in a miserable environment because it stopped. It's not even like, you know, when you're driving and you're like changing environments every hour. No, you're sitting there and you're just stopped. And you just went, remember that time that Bakersfield lit on fire? Not Bakersfield, sorry. The mountain going to Bakersfield. I don't know what that's called.
Oh my gosh, I do.
And we got on that detour and like you didn't drive at the time, but I was so tired. I was like, honey, I can't drive anymore. You have to do it for me. And I was scared of my life, but Jake actually ended up picking up. Like we switched in that traffic because it sent us through like a detour through like the back of the mountain somewhere. I don't know. It was supposed to be like a 2-hour drive. And it turned into like a 4-hour drive. It was crazy. But that kind of like traffic, it's so exhausting. But this year we're still doing a lot of travel and I'm so excited for it. It's for sure gonna be our, in my opinion, I'm gonna make this my best year yet.
Me too. I agree. I have to like, we have to set up goals. I'm gonna do a vision board this year and I'm gonna like put things that I really really want and what I'm gonna work for to on that vision board. And
give me your top three things that are going to be on your vision board and explain the picture to me.
Okay, it's going to be a Porsche and a Porsche looking out to the sunset.
Okay, beautiful. I so love like that.
Random days whenever I'm feeling stressed, just driving that Porsche, right? Drive across driving, the beach okay. And on the PCH.
Okay. Oh,
wouldn't
I love
that be
it.
So cool?
That's what we're having our... Honey, I'm going to rent out... I'm going to get a apartment on the coast this summer.
Okay, and then you want to know the next thing? Okay, the next thing is going to be like a little house, a small little house that I can vacation to wherever I want to, right?
Okay, what's and the environment? House,
Woods 100%.
Oh, like a cabin.
Cabin.
Nice.
But a small one, nothing like luxurious or anything. Just like
one bed.
One bed, one bath.
Beautiful.
And then the third one, I haven't pictured my third one because there's like 1,000 things that I want to have on there. But maybe
you looking at a watch?
No, I don't want to look at a watch. I could get a G-Shock. Same thing.
Okay.
But I get where you're going. I think a suit and a tie.
I love that.
I want to hold myself like very, very, I want to have like a high value for myself. And that's what I picture on that vision board.
I love
board.
That.
Porsche, a little cabin in the woods and a suit and tie. Like I love a that. Suit and tie.
I'm so excited for you. Are you I think excited? This is going to be your best year yet.
I agree 100%.
I'm so excited. I think that we're going to do such amazing things this year. And I'm very, very excited for it because I feel like this year I accomplished so much, right? I hit a lot of my goals financially. I hit a lot of my goals like in my bucket list of travel. I mean, I did so much. I feel like I created an amazing circle around me. Like, I think that we're in a very good place, but I think next year those goals have to go up.
I think 2024 was probably your best year yet because 2023 you got the BBL, right?
Yeah, I got the BBL in 2023.
Yeah, and then you lived your dream life 2024.
Yeah, because I had a BBL. Mm-hmm. You're right. Oh my gosh, bless up for that BBL, best 30K I've ever spent. Literally best 30K I've ever spent.
Want to know the best that I spent? No, I'm just kidding.
What?
No, I'm not going to say it too much, but the
oh my gosh, stop. Dude, 30K has been literally the number that's been lingering on our head. 30K has been the lingering number on our head for... Literally since last year, we have encountered 30K 3 times since my BBL.
That's 90.
3 times. Oh. And all 3 of those times, I don't know why that 3 has lingered around her. And literally, other than my BBL, I mean, you could see it as a positive thing, but it was a huge, huge, huge money that was dumped into something. But after those 30, the other 230 were horrible things that happened to us that hopefully we could talk about one day. But that number has been following us around. Fuck 30K. Next time I see 30K anywhere, I'm going to run.
But when you think about 30K, look at you made the most viral BBL video on YouTube. Correct. On any social media platform. It's all there. If you want the truth about it, it's there. I don't know how people said it wasn't as bad and shit, but dude, you to begin with, I'm going to go back to the BBL. You didn't just get a BBL. You got a BBL. You got like the skin tightening. You got
internal and external.
Nat got like, it's like a base model Porsche. And then that's what everyone gets, right? Nat got like the GT turbo of that Porsche, dude.
Which I really recommend that everybody does, by the way. If you're going to get a BBL.
If you're going to spend the money and then you're going to be under like, what's it called?
Anesthesia.
No, but when you're like you're not able to do stuff.
Oh yeah. When you're in recovery.
In recovery.
Do it all. Like save up for longer. But when you actually do it all. You guys, I don't know if I had mentioned that I met this girl. Literally in the most random spot, I met this girl and she was like, hey, like I saw you on Jung's page and whatever. She has seen me on his thing, but we were at this place together for something of a BBL. And she was like, oh my gosh, like you look great, whatever. She's like, I got my surgery like a few weeks back or whatever. Ended up running into her in a coffee shop. Like I think a few months later or something like that. You saw her,
getting,
right?
Getting a BBL is a new way of networking or what?
Literally. So I ran into her at a coffee shop like some time after, and she was like, oh, I'm going back in. I was like, why? And she was like, oh, because I want to do skin tightening. So she didn't do skin tightening the first time.
But yeah, 2024 has been such a crazy year. I believe 2025 is going to be my year. And I think I just need to have better habits and surround myself around better people.
Better people. Because that's the biggest thing.
Because for like a week, I surrounded myself with good people and I was doing productive things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it's not that I'm surrounded around the wrong people. I don't think I'm surrounded by anybody. You're not surrounded by anyone.
That's
what it is. So I'm the only person holding myself down. So that's like, I think that's the easiest thing in the world than cutting off people that you really love. And then you have to like grow from there. I don't have to like cut anyone off. No, I just have to grow from here.
Yeah. You really have nobody in your circle. So it's like everyone's back in your hometown. So like you quite literally hang out with anybody, like nobody.
Yeah.
So. But which is good, babe, because the people that you do know are all very like very good people, you know?
I agree. Yeah. So earlier, I think I was running, I was hanging out with one of your friends. Boyfriends, and he's like all fitness, everything, fitness this, fitness
that. Now this guy's like literally insane. What do you call those people? Like
he's literally like I'm gonna hold the boat. What's his name? I don't know his name.
He's actually an insane person, like literally insane. Okay, the first time that we hung out with him, was it the first time? Mm-hmm. He was doing this raw egg thing. So every morning he was drinking an egg white carton, raw.
Yep.
And because he said that cooking it took too long.
So yeah, we were hanging out here at night. So they came over, the couple came over, and Nat was doing some like, what were you guys doing? You were making hot chocolate or whatever.
Yeah.
Me and him went upstairs to play video games and stuff. But we were supposed to go to the gym. She didn't give me my gym key that her friend has like access to. So I don't have a gym key to access our gym, and I don't have a gym membership. I actually do, but I just didn't want to drive hella far. See, I'm holding myself down.
What gym membership do you have?
I have one for Gold's Gym Fitness.
I'm gonna beat your ass. You have one for Gold's?
Yeah, and Fitness 19. And
you
19.
Made me think that I was the reason that you didn't go to the gym?
Oh, but no. I don't know where it's at.
It doesn't matter. Me either. I lost that thing like years ago. You just go in and you put your info.
Oh, okay. If I would've known that, then I would've for sure went to the gym. But yeah, we were playing upstairs and we're like, bro, we were supposed to go to the gym or we were supposed to do a run. And then he's like, let's go do it right now. And it's like probably 9 p.m., 10 p.m. and I'm like, I'm down. If you're down, he's like, all right, let's go. And he is supposed to run 6 miles. Mind you, 6 miles. I haven't ran in like 4 years. So he's like, all right, let's go. And then we start doing the 3 mile run, like nonstop. We probably stopped twice to stop at like the stoplights. But I did a 3 mile out of nowhere and I averaged 11 minutes.
That's crazy. That's not even my average for one.
Yeah. And I averaged 3 minutes for the 3 mile. And I was like, damn, that's pretty good. Like, I remember my fastest mile ever was probably 9.8 minutes.
No way.
Somewhere around there. Yeah. And I was like a try hard, but that's still like pretty slow.
You know my fastest mile?
What is it?
7.
Mine was 7.07 in sixth grade, but I don't believe it. They timed me and I don't believe I did a 7.707. I was eating Lunchables and hot Cheetos, bruh.
No way.
There's no way. Right?
I was always trying to beat this one other girl, but she was so fucking fast.
Yeah, 7
she
was still win. So quick.
Yeah. She was so fast. She was like in the low sevens. I was in the high sevens.
But yeah, what I'm getting to
is, I'm so proud
like,
of you.
Thank you. What I'm getting to is like, I need to have these like morning routines to where I do my productive things in the morning and then I get the other stuff done that can make money throughout the day.
Yeah.
But this guy right here, we ran 3 miles. He's supposed to run 6 miles. We come home and they're heading out. It's probably like 12 a.m. right now. And then he goes to charge his Tesla and he does the other 3 miles before he heads home. And he lives like an hour away. I was like, dude, that's inspiration right there. That's what I want to be. That's like my dream mentality.
But the only way to be like that is by surrounding you with people like that.
Exactly.
That's the only way. And that's why I'm so happy, you guys. I was so proud of him because we were literally in here speaking, like me and his girlfriend, and they literally got back and they had ran 3 miles. I couldn't believe it because I've never seen Jake do something like that because he's not around people who are that motivated. Mm-hmm. And I feel like you're very, like, if somebody around you is motivated, you will do it. Like, you don't fall behind. But you just, I feel like you need to be around those kind of people. And I was so happy for him. And let this be the biggest thing, you guys. Surround yourself with the people who you want to be like. It's so important. It's so important. If you're hanging out with someone, right, who has completely different habits than you, I mean, and it's not the habits you want, you're going to end up like that. Because you don't want to be the person, and this is going to sound really mean, but you don't want to be the person changing someone else for the better all the time. You also need to be surrounded by people who are better than you. Because if you're the best one in that group, You're not growing. Everyone around you is growing, but you're not growing. And I think that that was the biggest lesson that I had to learn this year. It's like you have to be around groups who are way better than you. And it's the most uncomfortable thing ever. It truly is so uncomfortable. But if you're not uncomfortable, you're not growing. And I think that for sure, help everybody around you. And really, you know, the energy that you put onto the world is what's going to come back to you. So yes, help a lot of people and, you know, help people grow their goals as well. But make sure that you're also putting yourself in rooms where you are the dumbest one.
Person. Yeah.
Make sure that you are putting yourself in those rooms that you're the dumbest person, and it's really going to help you grow. So take that mentality into 2025. I think it's so important for us to take that mentality into 2025, making sure. And I think I do it, babe. All of the good people that you've hung out with, I've connected you with them through their girlfriends. You're welcome. And it's funny because like most of the time the girlfriends aren't like that, but it's just the fucking guys. Mm-hmm. I don't know what, but we've made really, really good connections, thankfully. And hopefully we'll get more next year.
Yeah, that's why I'm so excited for the next year. And I don't know why. I was always against like, the new year, you could have done it in December.
Somebody clipped this guy because he literally was talking about that.
I was
the biggest
op. I was like, you could do it right now. Start December 20th and you could do it whatever. But no. I think it just does give you that refresh. Like, okay, it clears your mind, deletes everything, leaves it in the past, and then you just could start right over, start brand new.
It's a fresh start. Mm-hmm. It's a literal fresh start, and it's so, so nice. And I think that's another one of the reasons why I feel like I really, my young girl summer case starting in May, that's like one of the reasons why I really want to go to like somewhere on the coast, because all the rich people are there, bro. You know how many connections we can make by being around them?
Yeah, that is funny. So one of our friends, like I follow a couple people that are very, very successful that live in like Orange County area, which is like a really, really nice place.
Which is where we will be going to one day.
Yeah, so I follow them. And one of our mutual friends tagged like that guy that I followed, and they were at like the same event. I'm like, hold up. Everyone in that city is literally connected. Mm-hmm. I'm connected with only like two people over there. He's connected with every single person that's successful over there.
Every single person.
And it's just like, wow, okay, that's what I have to be.
That's where we have to be. And that's why I feel like we're going to do it. I'm going to hold us accountable to do it. Mm-hmm. Remember those apartments that we were like really thinking about doing?
Imagine, I love those apartments. I loved them.
I would move there.
Aside from every other apartment complex near there, I don't know. I hated it.
I would move to those.
Me too.
I would move to those. Honey, it's not that much money if we split it.
When you split anything, nothing's really expensive.
Yeah, if you split something, it's really not that much. But then I'd have to pay a mortgage, and I don't really want to pay a mortgage.
Okay, then
or a rent payment. Yeah, you know. But no, for one person, that's a lot of money. But only if you do like it's still a lot of money. Back then, remember back when we were looking, I think they were going for $4,000, and that was like I don't think I had an apartment at that time, so I was like, I am net like. Who the fuck pays $4,000 for an apartment? Like,
and my apartment was $2,400.
No, it wasn't.
Yeah, my apartment was $2,400.
I think after everything, but when we saw it listed, I remember when Jake was going to get his apartment, I was like, you cannot go over $1,500. I was like, we are not getting an apartment that's over $1,500 because that is so much money. And then we couldn't find anything. Like literally we would find some that were like one bedrooms, I think. Mm-hmm. Right?
Yeah.
But it was like in really sketch areas that were $1,500. If you live in a different state, you're probably like, what the hell? But here in California, you guys, it's so bad. So we couldn't find it. And that was back in 2020, right? 2021, 2020. Can you imagine what those bitches are going for
now? I don't
even
want to look because I'm like, damn, that's crazy.
It's not even worth it.
Scamming.
Yeah, I remember. So when we were looking at those apartments, I think they were going for $4,000 for the two bedrooms.
But if you guys ever have any questions about like the home buying process, literally like ask us. I think that's what you should do a video on as well.
Home buying
like
process.
I think give me one more
purchase and then I think I'll be good.
Yeah, I agree. Because you can't just like buy one house and then give like home buying process. Because it's just like your experience. We've got a few,
but like I think the selling is I think harder than the buying.
Yeah, I haven't sold anything, so I don't know.
The selling is I think it's harder than the buying. You know? I don't know. But anyway, yeah, those are going to be our plans for next year, you guys. And make sure that you hold us accountable for this. If you ever see me becoming very old, remind me that I'm young and remind me to live my life a little bit.
Your mentality is matured. But you still are young. You have to always remember that.
Correct.
And that's good. That's good to have. It's better than like being old with a young mentality.
That's cringe, babe. I don't care what nobody says. In my opinion, that's cringe.
Like Logan Paul is telling Mike that.
What?
Like, you're 50 years old going to a club.
Yeah, that's crazy.
I don't know. Maybe when I'm 50, I'll have a different judgment on it. But for right now, yeah, I don't know. Unless you're, like, the club promoter, you know, all the connects and stuff. But yeah.
Yeah, if you're there for your job, I think it's for sure different. Like, if you going to these clubs is going to make you, it's going to network in any way, then it's like, yeah, we'll do it. But if you're just there to find a girl and you're 50.
To find a girl, that's where it's like, okay, you're 50, brother.
Maybe don't look at the club. Maybe look at, like, I don't know, the golf course or the gym, or you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I think that's a little bit different. But I think when you're young, you can find someone at the club.
Yeah, maybe. You never know. You can find someone anywhere. I found you on TikTok. So that's what we're standing here
on TikTok
5 years later.
Honey, guess what? I have, like, really, really good tea for you.
Okay, I love when there's tea.
Okay, let's see here. Do you remember the song that you used to get at me?
Yes.
Okay, tell me why. I just met someone the other day. Okay. Mm-hmm. Who was, like, telling me that the guy who made that song, like, that they know him, that they went to school together.
What?
And I was like, no way. But
oh, I know who you're talking about.
But they told me that without knowing
that we used
that song. And I was like, because he had told me, like, oh yeah, whatever, like, this kid went, like, famous for my school or what and stuff, because I think I had asked or something like that. And then he was like, yeah, it's that kid who made that song, like, No, I don't give a fuck about your boyfriend.
I like you.
Yeah, and I was like, no way, guess what? I was like, that's how me and Jake got together. Dude, this world is so small. It's actually crazy.
Dude, that song is, like, iconic. We're never going to forget that
song.
I'm
never going to forget that song. We didn't meet that guy.
Nah, there's, like, three people on there, though. That's why.
What do you mean?
It's the I like you.
Yeah, but that man, the one who sings that.
Okay.
That's the man I need to meet.
Yeah, we need, like, to be like, thank you, bro. We were together because of your song.
Yeah, you made us blow up together, you know? Well, yeah.
I love looking at my co-host, bro. Look at her. She's just so pretty.
Aw, thanks, honey. You guys, I did a blowout for Christmas. I tried. I used my Dyson to do a blowout, and it kind of worked.
But I want to get into detail about what I got for Christmas before we end this episode.
Okay, go for
it. So Nat got me insane gifts. So she got me Trigicon SRO Red Dot. If you guys don't know this stuff, it's pretty much like a Lululemon that you can put on top of your gun, okay? She got me a Trigicon Red Dot, the SRO Red Dot from... for Christmas. She also got me, like, an armored case to put my stuff for, like, range days, and that's something I've been wanting for the longest time, because I went to the firing range with, like, other people. They come out with their chucks, and then they have, like, a big old case full of all their stuff, their ammo, and then I'm over here with opening my chunk bed, and all my ammo's on that on one side, my bags of my rifles are on the other. Like, it's just unorganized. But look at, see,
you know, I bought that for you, like, literally at the beginning of December.
Did you actually?
But I bought it for pickup.
Oh, so it was already ready.
So it's been ready for, like, forever, but I couldn't pick it up because you were going to see it. Mm-hmm. And then I sent your Red Dot to my mom's house.
Did you actually?
Yeah, because I don't
want
you to
see it.
That's so
smart, because literally I always go to the mail because it's Christmas time. Like, I'm ordering a lot of stuff. So I'm opening the mail and I'm like, let's see if she got me anything.
Were you actually, honey?
I was looking like,
come on. You're so nosy. Are you? Did you think that I had bought it for you?
About
you
what?
Had to.
Wait, about what?
Both of them.
No. Okay, so the Red Dot, I had a feeling that you got it for me.
Why?
Because
tell me.
I sent you three things. The Red Dot, the box, and then a pair of Travis Scott shoes.
Okay.
The pair of Travis Scott shoes, you didn't, like, have any, you didn't tell me about anything. You didn't ask me for my size or nothing.
I don't need to. I know your size, but
what size am I? What size?
You're 9.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, pass the test.
You ask me every time you're going to get me shoes. Honey, what size are you again? And I tell him every, I'm
because
like 7
women's. Because it's women's, bro. I'm like, all right, there's a number 7 in my head, a number 8.5 in my head. And it's 7 men, 8.5 women. So yeah. I just get confused.
But every time. I don't think there's been one time he's bought me shoes where he doesn't ask me what my size is. Every time.
But yeah, with the armored crate, I had no idea you're going to get it for me. But the other thing, I had an idea because it was an expensive gift. And I know you're, like, the person that whatever they get me, I'm going to get them the same price, like, around there, right?
Mm-hmm. I'll match.
So yeah. Your machine was, like, over $1,000. That Red Dot was, like, $600. So I'm like, okay. She's probably going to get that one to, like, add up as much as possible to make it a high value gift. So that's the reason why, like, I was like, okay, I'm skeptical about this.
Did you know when you saw the box, though?
No idea.
Why, did you think it was smaller or bigger?
Well, I don't know what I thought it was because I know I have another Trigicon ACOG that is, like, in the same crate and everything, but I didn't think about it. I promise you, I didn't think about anything.
Yeah, that's why I turned off my location. Because I had to go to the store.
I don't know. Your location was off for like 3 days. I'm like,
I know, because I had to make it. I had to make it like realistic. So, you guys, when Jake sent, I had no idea what I was going to get that guy. To be honest, like if you didn't, that's why I told him. I was like, Jake, you need to send me what you want for Christmas because, buddy, I have not a clue what to get you. Like with the grinder, I told him, I said, I want this in this color and that's final. Like that's all I ever want for Christmas. Like get me this and I'll be the happiest person in the world, right? I think it's important to tell people what you want for Christmas.
Oh, 100%. It makes it easier on the shopper. Shit.
Yeah, correct.
But you did tell it. Never mind. I'm not going to get into that. Never mind.
No, I am. Hold on. I'm going to put her on blast right now.
Don't get it on.
No, yes, I am. Okay, fine. Okay, so... Wait, I'm not done with your box stuff. Oh, we're just going to move on. Anyway, there's this... Literally the only thing I ever wanted for Christmas, okay? Other than the grinder. Wait, no, I did want a few things then. I wanted the grinder and I wanted a new pair of bindings for my snowboard. Because you know how I always yap about them. So I want a new pair of bindings. So I texted Nelly and I said, Nelly, this is all I ever want. Like, have everyone pitch in for them. I think they were like $200 or $300. I was like, have everyone pitch in for them. And then get me this for Christmas, right? Like, that's all I ever want. I'm like, but if you order it today, like, make sure that you guys order it today. Because there was like, I was creeping on the website because I really wanted this.
It would come in 2 days before Christmas.
No, it was free express shipping. Oh, so okay. It would get there in 2 days. But I sent her this in like the 10th of December. So like forever ago. So it was enough time. But if you didn't buy it that day, you would have to get the standard shipping the day after. And then that was going to be coming like right before Christmas. So like the safe option was to, they were having that promo. So get the promo and then they'll express ship it to you. And then you have it like. Mm. For sure. Because if not, express shipping was how much?
Express shipping is like $23, $24.
No, you said it was like $30, which is crazy. Don't be paying that much money for shipping.
But it was expensive.
Yeah. So anyway, I sent it to her. She was like, okay, whatever. And then, okay, I asked my mom, like, it was like a few days before Christmas. I was like, oh, what are you guys doing? And she was like, oh, I'm Christmas shopping. And I was like, oh, but you guys already have my gift, right? And she was like, no. I was like, wait, I sent Nelly what I wanted for Christmas. Like, why are you guys Christmas shopping? And she's like, Nelly never told me anything. And I was like, and every year, you guys, everybody yaps about how they don't know what to get me for Christmas. Like,
and this year, you actually gave them stuff to buy.
Bar for bar, links, colors, and sizes. Okay, I sent Nelly the link, the color, and the size. And I was like, what do you mean? I literally sent Nelly. And by that point, I think it was already too late. So then I told Jake, I was like, Jake, I sent Nelly these bindings and she didn't tell anybody. So like now it's too late. And now everybody's just going to freaking scramble to get anything. But I wanted this exact thing. And so Jake checked to see like if the bindings would come in. Because my mom was like, what, you know, if that's a thing, then Jake would buy it for my mom and then they would all split it. And Jake checked. And the shipping was like $40 or $30. And I was like, don't do it.
Yeah, it's not worth it. You could have saved $20 on the shipping if you bought it originally in the 10th of December.
I was so mad. Me and Nelly beat it for like 2 days after this.
And then the knockbox. There's a bunch of stuff.
Dude, I literally wrote a list of things. And you guys, this is why I think, in my opinion, I always ask people like, what do you want for Christmas? Because I want to get you exactly what you want. Because you know when you scramble to buy stuff because you don't know what that person wants, but then you end up giving them something that like... They like not even in the question because it's just kind of like, that's not even what I wanted. And it's not on a, I was watching this TikTok about this girl talking about how it comes off as ungrateful, but it's really not because you want to get people things that they're actually going to use. Like what's the point of spending so much money on something that they're not even going to use? That's a waste.
I think I gifted everybody the best gifts out of everybody
that you gave did.
Gifts because I gifted people that stuff that they can use.
And
I gave,
they wanted, yeah.
Yeah, so... If you haven't watched the Christmas video yet or watched my video yet, you guys will find out very soon. I don't want to spoil anything yet, just like right now. Mm. But yeah, go watch those videos. We gave, I think you gave really good gifts too.
I tried to get people things that they were really gonna use and want. But I'm the type of person that like attention to detail is everything. Mm-hmm. Like if you get me something that I've been talking about for a while or like something that you think is just gonna really make a difference in my life. For example, when in my birthday, when one of our friends got me that Mercedes, the GLE, and then he hand painted it into the color
that
I
want. Did he hand paint it?
Yes, he got the GLE. I think it was like silver. He hand painted it exactly the color that my GLE was, and then put it in that box. It was like the most thoughtful gift that I've ever gotten, ever. And that attention to detail is everything to me. You know, my mom got me this ornament. And that was my favorite gift of all of the gifts I got last night or the night before. Because it was an ornament for our tree. But it was like, it had the year at the bottom. And she was like, this is like a staple ornament, like something that you guys can save. And that ornament will be on my tree every single year until the day that I die. Because it's so meaningful. It's that attention to detail. She gave it to Edith as well because she has a house now. So it was like, It's so thoughtful. I love thoughtful gifts. Like when you go above and beyond to think, what will Nat really, really, really like? Yeah. Anyway, we're banning gift cards next year. I don't care what nobody says.
Yeah, I think gift cards are cool, like when you don't know the person, but we've known each other. You lived with each other. You're family.
I'm banning gift cards. Uh-huh. I'm taking it into matter into my own hands and I'm banning
gift cards. The only reason why I gave a gift card to Nelly was because I couldn't find any gas cards. So I think I gave her a gift and then I gave her a gas card, but there's no gas cards.
I felt so bad for the gift that I gave Ricardo and it haunts me till this day.
You'll never get over it.
I'll never move on.
I gave him such good gifts that you couldn't have given him stuff.
No, it was Jake literally, but that was my idea. I don't know why I didn't do it.
It was mine. It was mine. That one was mine.
Jake got Ricardo Blackstone stuff because Ricardo has a Blackstone and they used it a lot. So then he got him the breakfast kit, which is such a good gift.
But fun fact, so we thought Ricardo had all these attachments for his Blackstone and apparently he had none of them.
Yeah.
And I was like, no.
Which, by the way, honey, that would have been a good gift for my dad too.
No, your dad doesn't even use it.
I know, bro. I got my dad a Blackstone for his birthday. That thing was still in the box. Oh my gosh, it makes me so angry because that's such a good game. But hey, Paz uses his.
But your dad uses his makeshift like grill that he made.
Holy shit, don't get me started because I'm actually going to freak the fuck
It's going to be in the new Christmas video that we're dropping. You can see him like putting his little sweet potatoes in there and I was gassing him.
This is a grill that he made because my dad will weld. My dad's just a DIYer. So he welded this, it's not even a grill. It's like a, I don't even know what
it's
the fuck it is.
It's a bunch of metal slabs connected. So it goes a metal, it's like a coal, like where you put a fireplace. It's a fireplace at the bottom and the tube that goes up that from that connects to the fireplace. And on top of that is like a grill.
Yeah.
But in the middle, it goes outward so you could bake stuff. It's like fireplace with an oven and then a grill on top.
Dude, my dad's a genius. I'll give him that. He's a genius, but he loves that thing. And he built it years ago, you guys, like years and years and years ago.
He has different attachments for it.
Yeah, and he made all of those attachments. Like, he's very crafty. So he, like, fuck the Blackstone. He loves that little thing. And he can only put, like, 3 pieces of meat at a time, but he loves it. Did you know he made our grill growing up? You want me to tell you how he did it? I can tell you.
Same with my dad. Go, let me hear it.
Okay, so my dad used to know this guy. Okay, really good story time. My dad used to know this guy who used to work for this, like, warehouse that would sell dog food. Okay, mm-hmm. And the dog food that they used to sell was in barrels. Not barrels. They're, like, the big-ass tubes. They're, like, they're like yellow and they're sealed at the top.
Okay.
You know what I'm talking about or no? Okay. So they used to sell it in that. So that guy used to give my dad dog food, like the barrels of dog food, like whatever. And if they had extra barrels, my dad would tell him to give him some because that's what we would store like our pool. And my dad, it was basically a hoarder's best dream. So sometimes when that guy would have some like extra barrels, he'd be like, oh, I have some whatever. And he would always take them out. I would get so mad. And so what he did was he welded the legs out of just like metals that he had, like tubes and pipes or whatever. He did the legs, okay? And then he did the side pieces, you know, the side where you put your tools on the grill?
Yeah.
So he welded pieces on the side, a metal piece.
Just hold it.
And then he grabbed the barrel and then cut an opening on it, right? And created the door by like breaking the top part, adding the hinges and then the sealant. And then he got that, put it on top of the little base he had built, welded that together, and like created the little holes on the side for the air, like custom did everything. Anyway, we had that stupid ass grill, Jake, for I kid you not, my entire childhood. And he would shit on the ones you would buy from the store. Like whenever you go to like anyone who's having carne asada, like the little grills, shit on them.
Same thing with
like,
my
that
dad.
Piece of shit.
My dad made like a homemade Blackstone. Where I don't know how it would hold up. He connected it somehow to like a normal Blackstone. Not normal Blackstone. Like a, I don't know. What are those things that they have in restaurants? Like a, okay. It's like, it's not a Blackstone, but it's a wannabe Blackstone. But he connected it to like a longer one. So it's lifted up higher. And now he put wheels on the bottom so he can move it into the front yard and everything. He made that. But the reason why he doesn't want to get rid of it and I don't want to get him Blackstone is because he could connect that to the gas on the side of the house. You know how like PG&E or whoever your gas provider is has like the monitor on the side.
Holy shit.
He connects it to that and then the hose goes all the way around into the garage. So that's where, whenever he cooks tacos, he cooks it in the garage right there because the gas is on the other side.
Genius.
It's the funniest thing ever. I'm like, I asked my brother, like, should I get him like a Blackstone? And Jason told me, he's like, well, if you get him a Blackstone, I'm going to be using it because dad's not going to ever get like to buy propane for it. And I'm like, that's true.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. Dude, why are dads so genius?
I don't know, but I aspire to become like a dad.
No, seriously. Mm-hmm. That is so fucking genius. Like actually insane. Like that DIY. You guys, I want to make my dad famous so badly. Like,
and he is already.
Yeah, but not famous the way I want him to be famous. Okay. He's famous right now because he just like posts just I don't know, dad, stupid, wholesome stuff. Yeah, just dumb videos.
But not dumb videos.
They are dumb videos. He'll just record anything and it has millennial pauses on it all the time. But I really want to make, I feel like my dad is so creative, you guys, that he can get so TikTok famous off of like real quality content. Not the stuff he's posting right now, like quality content with quality audience. Like people who actually want to watch his videos because he has something interesting to provide, not like drama. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like I feel like people who watch his videos.
He's funny.
Huh? He doesn't create those kinds of videos, honey. Do you know the videos he posts?
Mm-mm.
My dad just posts dumb, like, I don't even know how to explain
it
to you.
I'm going to go stalk his profile right
now.
He
posts like, what was the latest? Oh, he just posted a video of him dancing with Nelly. But like, what does that serve? It serves no purpose. Like he can get no brand deals off of that. Mm. He can't get anything out of it. But imagine we create videos of him building stuff.
And then
now
Home Depot,
we're talking. Lowe's. Home Depot, Lowe's. Like it can change his life, you know? And he wants to so badly, you guys. My dad loves creating content. Like he loves seeing himself on my channel. Like the day that we did the home makeover video, if you didn't watch that, we filmed that last New Year's. We added flooring and he loved it so much. He loves recording himself making stuff. I remember growing up, he used to love watching like to-do videos on YouTube of guys building stuff. He'd mm-hmm. be like, oh, I want to do that. He was like the original like YouTuber for real. And he would produce such good content. I'm sure of it. Please hold me accountable so I can help my dad.
In 2025, we're gonna make your dad a famous YouTuber.
I'm gonna make him famous and I'm gonna be his manager and take a 50% cut.
Dude, you're gonna be like the music record dealer.
I'm gonna be a music label. Seriously, I'm gonna take all his commission. Nah, I'm just kidding. No, I would love to though, and I'm gonna do it. All he needs is someone to record him. Cause he's not very good at that. Actually, he kind of is. Remember when he'll set the camera up and record for me? But if I can record for him and I can edit for him. That's it. That's all he needs. Mm-hmm. You know? So he'll hire me as his editor, his producer,
and then
manager.
You subcontract very cheap editors to edit it for you and you're making the extra cut.
Holy shit.
Look at that.
Genius. And I'll tell him Home Depot came with the deal to give him $100 and I'll keep the rest.
And then tell him like Home Depot, if say Home Depot gives him $1,000, tell him Home Depot actually gave you $200 now this time and then you could just keep like the $800.
Dude, genius. And then I'll make him pay the taxes for it.
We're exploiting your dad and stuff.
Dude, how the tables have turned.
Next, you're gonna see, Jake, you got that Porsche in February?
Out of my dad's like hard labor and shit. Dude, we're laughing at this, but this is really like how this shit works.
These are true stories of other people that we know
that
are in like the music industry, what they do.
That's fucked. That's so fucked, you guys. Seriously, I would never do that. This is a joke, by the way, but I really want to do that for my dad. I think he'd be so good at it. Like, imagine my dad just building that. I've told Jake, you know, I'm not even getting into this because it makes me so angry. I've told Jake to do this for months.
But the thing is, I can't build stuff. I'm not really good. So
yeah,
I just have to learn
first.
I think
it'd be funnier.
Okay, you're right.
It'd be funnier if you learned.
2025, Jake, embarrassing Jake on.
You know what you should do?
What should
you
I do?
Should make those videos with my dad.
Okay, like building videos.
Yes.
Got
like
it.
Like him teaching you how to build it, because it would be so cool if you were to learn how to build this.
Yeah,
stuff.
Like guys like me that don't know how to really build stuff and then they end up learning. Dude.
Yeah. Like that guy who has his two little girls and he'll make like the Santa train every Christmas.
Dude, I love that guy.
He's literally one of my favorite influencers.
The departure from the content I make with your dad, say I make like a cool little brand with your dad. But then I get so good to where like we do the farewell. Like I don't need you anymore, Edgar.
Oh, that's fucked up.
See, like.
That's so fucked up. What do you mean?
And then that's when the beef is going to start. We have drama with each other. So then we blow up his account. Blow up my account. Dude, we're just geniuses. Marketing
the way
geniuses.
The social media literally works like that is insane. No, because then after you guys like grow enough and then you guys really start to get brand deals, then you guys can keep doing them and then make enough money to where you guys can buy his ranch. And then we can start doing the donkey back rides. And then his whole life will be made.
It's just a domino effect.
Of like 10 years, but it'll work.
That'll do. 10 years, perfect.
That'll do it.
I'll grind for 10 years and get a big ass ranch, donkey rides for everybody to
you
ride.
You guys, that's our goal. Okay, our 10-year plan. This is our 10-year plan right now, okay? We are buying 20 acres of land in a secluded area. We're building a stable with like 20 stalls. We're building trails around the property. And we're building retreat cabins with like cold plunges, like a super nice place. And we are hiring a masseuse who is going to be working at the spa that is going to have like literal nature, the natural hot springs, but they're not going to be natural. But we're going to make
they're
it feel
make,
like we're natural.
We're going to put rocks and stuff and make it look a little
make
gooey,
it look natural, like the spa that we went to in Canada.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, nobody steal my idea. But we're going to do those little, like a nice spa out in the wilderness. And then we are going to have like a clubhouse area where everybody can go and like play and have events. And long term, they could use like, they could have like weddings.
I mean, investors, if any investors are watching, we will gladly do this very sooner if you would like to help.
If you would like to help out, I'm always open. My email is open. Mm-hmm. And then my dad is the main, the ranch manager. Okay. My dad manages all the donkeys.
Bilingual.
Yeah. Manages all the donkeys. Okay. And when it's time, when you guys come and stay at our ranch, okay, it's going to be the Cuevas Ranch.
Nah, it has to be something very, everyone could like.
I already know what it's going to be called, but I can't say it. We already have a name for it. Okay. My dad has his own house and then our house, two nice ranch properties. And you guys come, you stay, you go to the spa, whatever. We book you guys in for donkey back rides at 11 a.m. My dad gets the donkeys ready. We take you guys on donkey rides. Me and Jake will be on them too. Go around. You guys come back, chill. It's a retreat away from the city. And that's my $1 million idea.
That's more than $1 million. But then after that, Jake buys another like 3 acres, 4 acres, and we have a firing range there. So any
firing
dads,
range? Okay.
Dads and like kids that want to learn how to do stuff, cool stuff, just go over there.
Oh my gosh, imagine. And then we open up some of our stalls to do boarding. So like if you guys are traveling across the country, you guys can come stay at the ranch and leave your horse in one of our stables. Dude, got that idea.
Then we buy the neighbor's ranch and do dog boarding there.
Oh, yeah. And
outdoor
then
pool activities for the dogs.
And then we host the Golden Retriever Experience, like the one in Vermont, on the side of the 20 acres. Okay. And then you guys get to play Golden Retrievers. So not only did you get to play with donkeys, Golden Retrievers, fire guns, go to a spa. What was the other thing?
Firing range.
Yeah. No, I said fire
dog
guns.
Dog boarding.
Oh, and you could bring your dog and they could stay at the boarding facility. Okay. What else are we adding to it?
I don't know.
Running out of ideas.
And then on Jatalee, we could promote like giveaways and then you guys get a giveaway.
And
retreat.
Then we have an in-house merch shop that has like donkey merch with my dad.
Exclusive to in-store.
Yeah, exclusive at the ranch only, so you'd have to stay at the property to get that merch. And then, okay, we buy a few more acres on the side and then get a whole house of chickens. And now we're supplying all of our guests with fresh farm eggs every single morning to make the breakfast. And then we can even supply our eggs into the local markets. So it'll be like the Jatalee eggs.
Matter of fact, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to go buy a lottery ticket right now just in case I could be that lucky person and make that experience happen.
Can you imagine? That's like $1 million investment.
I think what we named right there, depending on the state and so whatever, wherever it's at, I think that's probably like around like a $25 to $35 million investment.
Are you dumb?
You don't think so?
Hell no.
If it's in California, Nat.
I still don't think that's $25 million investment. That's $25 million return, not an investment though.
I think investment.
Hell no, honey. You buy 20 acres, right? You're talking where? California?
Yeah, but...
Okay, 20 acres. Well, you can't buy it anywhere here, so you'd have to probably go up north somewhere, like literally buttfuck nowhere. Like, if you go up too high, you're hitting Sacramento.
I know
so
where you're talking about. There. Yeah, I know
there's
what you're
talking
about.
There's that empty part. It's not Fresno. It's way higher than that. You're talking like in this area
that's
right
true.
Here.
If it's a retreat, it has to be far and secluded
correct,
for everyone,
yeah.
So the land's going to be cheaper
Bakersfield
regardless.
Bakersfield's too
okay,
expensive too, so you'd have to go like literally... Or go up to Bishop.
Okay.
Right, in that area.
Get some snow once in a while.
Somewhere where there's no big cities, okay? So somewhere really, really secluded, because where are you going to find 20 acres? That doesn't even exist unless you go somewhere super secluded. Okay. And then you purchase that for like, I'm going to say 20 acres in a secluded area in California. It's not going to run you for anything less than like a mil plus. What? Depends where you're at. It's not going to be less than a million. Let's say you got it for $1.5 million in like buttfuck nowhere.
A thought of acres.
20 acres, okay? And okay, then reasonable. You're going to build your house, which if two houses, I think you could build for a mill if they're small houses, okay? You're going to build two houses, and then you're going to build the little retreats, which I'm going to say that we're going to invest around $500K for the little retreats with the cold plunges, the spa, whatever. Because the retreats, I want them to be like a one bed, one bath, like super small, very secluded, like couples, okay? And then you're going to build the stables, which are going to run you at around, if the square foot, I don't know, hits you at like a 250, give or take. I'm just talking about quotes that we've gotten, right? Give or take. I don't know. You're going to say that you're going to put, how much do you think a stables would rent us for? Like 200, 100?
If it's a bougie stable, 200.
Like 200, right?
And your dad's going to, we're going to have a bougie stable for
yeah,
it to be
for
longer,
sure.
last longer. So metal, steel, I so, mean steel.
But I don't know. If you're doing 10 stables, Jake, that's a lot of money. Because what I was looking at was four or five. Four or five. Yeah, I'm gonna say 300 for that barn. Okay, just for the barn. How much are we at? Are we pushing like 2.5? Yeah. Anyway, in my opinion, I think it's like a $4 million investment.
Okay. All right, then.
25 is crazy.
Yeah, right after this episode ends, I'm going to go to the gas station and purchase some lottery tickets just in case it could come a little bit sooner. Yeah. Imagine we get lucky. That'd be so dope. I'd give away a lot of money.
That's my dream. That's my $1 million idea. I really wish that one day we could. Maybe we're going to be really old when we're able to make this happen, but that'd be so cool.
But yeah, investors, we're worth the time. I promise you. Hit us up. But
yeah, we got a guy really obsessed with donkeys, and you got two people really
obsessed with marketing
with golden retrievers.
Golden retrievers, yep.
So we'll make it work.
That's going to wrap it up for today's episode. We got a couple, quite an activity planned for today. So are you excited to go?
I am. We're going to go snowboarding right now. Oh, I'm so excited.
Thank you so much for watching this episode, listening to this episode. We appreciate your support and we hope you had a great Christmas, and I hope you guys have a great start to the brand new year. That's going to be us signing off for the rest of the year. Thank you so much for watching the Jalousy Podcast.
Bye.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. Kalshi. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Now with McDonald's, wake up to a $4 breakfast meal deal. Wake up to a sausage McMuffin or sausage biscuit to hash browns, and wake up to a hot coffee. Get your $4 breakfast meal deal.
Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. Prices may be higher for delivery.